You have these dates, which were in the vessel. Honey tam with the kanda, you have dates inside a vessel. Yeah. So labosa treisa yache, if the dates are more than 12 months, shasta ven shan, you have to know it's mutter. Whereas if they're in, there's these dates were in a jar already for 12 months. And when you find them, now there are worms in there, those worms are mutter. That's nafkamina. Because these worms only were first created inside the date now. Because if the worms were there, when it was still attached on the tree, and then it would have been also, it would have died by now. We're talking about now, you have these dates that are 12 years old already. That's nafkamina. Since they're 12 years old, for sure the worm that was in it at the time when it was on the tree died already. And the worms you find now have to be new worms that were created in the date. And since they didn't come out yet, the mutabachila. The Gemara says here, Omar Rav says, less boko. So type, actually says, I think the type of a zvuv, the type of a fly it is, less boko bar yoima. There's no this type of a small fly that lives more than a day. And the less didvo, those are regular flies, Rashi says, zvuv, there are no flies, bar shos, that lives more than a year. That's for the flies. Flies can't live more than a year. Omle ra popla bayis, a popla sa dak tabayo, the amu yinshi. Either the same that people say there's amu yinshi, shev shoni, for 7 years, imra biksa, like the female, biksa's female, fly, that nevaka, she argues like nevaka ye di imlo, and chazis leva mechuzo to socha b'maya to solach v'yichlich b'sadinim. So what the people say that for 7 years this worm did this fly argues with the other one, and what? And she says to him like this: that I was once watching a person on mechuzo. He was bathing and he was watching himself. The socha b'maya, he was watching himself in water. The solach, and when he came out, he saw the ichrich b'sadinim, he wrapped himself up in the sheet, the yaisiv yalei, so he came and settled down, so the fly came and settled down in the yaisiv yalei, or motos minei, and he sucked out some blood from the person, flohedisli, and you didn't tell me about it. So I called upon him, it says here what, that they had an argument, for 7 years. So Kitsi, you see that the flies could live more than 7 years. Here it said they were arguing over this maisa, that how come you didn't tell me what you did, the modern story, but that's what he said. That's the story, what's going on. So he said back, almost, he said back from a time, according to your reasoning, like, do you believe these stories? No, these are Stamstra fairy tales. He said, Tanakh, you believe these stories, Hodi Yamrinchi. People also say like this, there's also a popular saying like this, that, Shisin Moni Pazola. That means the weight of 60 minus of ayin, tolen le levoka, is hanging on a fly, the konisa, whatever that is, on a part of the konisa, as you say, mato klema vizoybech nesus kaveda. Right, no. Not sure. It has a weight of 60 pounds there of ayin on the fly. That's what people say. So it doesn't make any sense. So, Mi'ika Gemara says, Mi'ika iu gufei, could that possible? How big is the end of the fly itself? Come heavy, how big is the fly? How could you have 60 pounds on it? Ela b'mona ditu. Elama is talking about their own type of weights, whatever the like fly took, whatever they call 60 pounds, it must be like nothing. If so, hokinami b'shona ditu. Here, when the statement is that the ants, the flies, had an argument together for 7 years, doesn't really mean 7 years. It means their 7 years, the way they talk. Which can mean half a year. But Koponim, it's not Kasha was saying now that these flies cannot live more than a year. Yeah. Mara says, Tanana also learned over there, Gemara Becheris, that the Hema Balas Helegram, you have an animal that has 5 legs to it, or a Shema Lashos only has 3 legs to it, how is the moon? That's called the mum. You can't use it for carbon. Omer Rav Huna, Lashonu Ala Shechosar V'Yeser Biyad. means the front ones, either too much or too little. Avachosar yesab regal, the back ones, that's treif namihevei. Not only is it a mum, but that's also called a treifa. That's worse. My time, what's the reason? Kol yeser kenoto domi. The more that's there, it feels like it's taken away. So if it's like taking away your back leg, that makes it for treifa. That she says kenoto is like taken off. Yeser echod kechoser echod every kabbalas regal echod utreifa every kishmutas yerach v'beima. That's like shmutas yerach, the back legs, that makes it for treifa. Once there's a huchi, you saw there's an animal to ever lay tarte sani divi. It had two sani divis it had in it. So Shiloh was, is it a treifa or not? Yeah. Alright, so Rashi says what the boidil Christian koin lay. Kids that had two of them. So, so they brought this, they brought it to Ravina, and for treifa, they said it was treifa. Mid Rafuna, from Rafuna's halacha. From Rafuna's halacha, that kol yeser is kenoto domi. So the extra one is too, like it's taken off, it's missing, therefore it's called the treifa. So treifa called Rafuna. But the Shavchen Ladot, if they're open up one to another, then Shem is called like one big one. That's not called the tray for them. And he gufso, there have been nothing in Bekosi. There was also, how gufso, was like a tube. There have been nothing in Bekosi. It came out from the Bekosi. Lihavlilo. There was a tube coming from this part. Rashi says, Kumaikona Bosa. That came from one stomach to another stomach. So some of Rashi, a little bit thought to say it's tray for. Omle Rafuna ma bachid Ravashi. So Rafuna ma bachid chiyus at Ravashi. Kolhani chibu buyosa hachiyuslu. All the animals have like this. That's not a treifa. That's normal for an animal to have this type of a tube going from like one stomach to another stomach. So that's a normal thing. Ahu gufsa get another type of a tube to have a mavra mi beikosa lekarsa. That also went from this type of an animal to another type. From this stomach to the other one, lekarsa. So again, Sav Mavra Ravashi Lachshur Etoros Kosher. Omalei Rav Oishia Oto Kulu Bechad Mechisa Machtina. If everything with one needle, Heichad Yitmit. We learned clearly it's kosher and Echnam is kosher. But Heichad Lo Yitmit. We didn't learn. So over here we didn't learn. Here would be Treifa. Heyu Nosin Bashelo Rav Tavchai Di Tzipora. He was the head of the butchers in Tzipora. That Lefnifon of Rebbe Lefnei Rebbe. Ashnei b'nei mayim. If there are two like intestines, Ashnei b'nei mayim, hayetzim b'nei b'kechad, that goes out of the animal like once. Like when they open it up, they see like two sets of intestines coming out. She treifa, that's also treifa. The animal can't live that way. It's a similar to treifa. Or connect them to your kshera. But by a bird, if you find two sets of intestines there, that's not a treifa, that's kshera. The medrash woman just said, b'yetzim b'shnei mekom, they come out two different places. Come out in one place, v'cholin at kietzpa, and it comes to small, it ends off at the size of a finger, ksheira, then it's like a kosher, that's not called a treifa. If it ends off the size of a finger, that's kosher. Alright, it's hard to say, that's the Mitzvah said that this animal won't die, that animal will die. Pligibo ravami ravasi, chadamu one says, hu dahadri v'arvi. That's what these two sets eventually mix up together. They do mix in one to another. The Chadam one says, no, Afagal mehadri v'yav, no, not mixed up together. Still it's kshera. So we shem naman diyom hu dihadri v'yav, v'yav, d'ktoni ha-ketzpa. They come so small down to an etzpa, meaning both of them join together. And naman diyom Afagal mehadri v'yav, no, they don't mix together. What's the lashon of ha-ketzpa? Ha-ketzpa melamata just means on the bottom of it. On the bottom of this set of intestines, it has to come down to a size of an etzpa, but not that the two b'nei mayim mix one into another. Even though they don't mix into one another, still he holds, still would be kosher. Then it says, Yehuda Reimer im nitlo hanoitz psulim. Yehuda holds that if the feathers, the small feathers attached to the body, were taken away, that's a treifa by your birds. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we have Yehuda v'Yishmael Amudavech. They both say one thing. We have Yehuda, the one that we just said. that if you're missing the small feathers of the bird, that makes it a treifa. Rabbi Shmuel, that's now we learned. Rabbi Shmuel Leima, Hanoitza Mitztarefes. Rabbi Shmuel says what? That the feathers are Mitztarefes. Yeah, Mitztarefes. And it wasn't me, Mitztarefes. She said, Rabbi Shmuel Namichosh, Hanoitza, he holds what the feathers call like the skin. The Yom Hanoitza Mitztarefes, like Kazayas, Lefago Bechate Seif. Yemok Amnas Loch, like Kazayas, Beinoitza Vior. Or Bosa. So kids, you see, Rabbi Shmuel also considers the feathers like the skin. So just like if you dissolve, like if you skin an animal, it's called a treifa. So what then you take off the feathers of the bird, it's called a treifa. So you see, those feathers is called like the skin. So Rabbi Shmuel also holds that this feathers is like the skin of the chicken, the skin of the oif, that will be starved if you have a machshavas pigle to eat this or to burn this. That the feathers also has locha like the skin. So Rabbi Shmuel also holds like that. Hanoitz Mitztarefes. Amr of Rav says no. Dilmalay, it's not that way. Akonakram Yehuda Hochel in Yitrefa. The letter me did the Megan Alay. It's a swallow here. If you took off all his feathers, nothing protects this. Called the Trefa. Avalinian, if Gulay, to have a machshavas of Tigul, Krabonis Rulay. Maybe they all know that the Magi don't burn the feathers. You're supposed to take off the feathers before you burn the Yif. So maybe the feathers are not called part of the Zafas Barak Torah. So maybe the Gayat machshavas Tigul, if you want to burn a Kazayif, the feathers cannot be starved. And also, viakamakam yishmol osam el linyin ev gulay. They get the tigel. Av linyin treifa gulim le megin. It could be even Rabbi Shmuel says no. It's only linyin tigel that he says it's called kiskin. Av linyin treifa could be he also know that the feathers don't protect it anyway. So if even if you take off the feathers, maybe you won't make it into tigel, and it won't make it into a treifa. Now the feathers don't protect the bird. What protects its own skin? So therefore, maybe hold it won't be a treifa. Yeah, it was achuzas hadam. If an animal has to have some bloodletting from it, okay, achuzas hadam. The shachs hadam v'chol. So could be it has too much blood inside the animal. It got sick because of that. And else for yamushonus, which is a smoke went inside its goof. It got sick because it got too much fumes went inside it. Or else for yamutenenis, it caught a cold. It got cold. The shach lo haraitvi. Or else if innate. Haradufni, where she says, Sama Mavs Abayim ate something poison. Vishloch Litzer Tanagurim was an animal that ate the waste of a Tanagurim. Or Shashasa Samayim Haroyim, or else even though it drank bad water, still Kshayra. Because even though this animal may die, but there's nothing wrong with its body itself. So if it's not a trait for us, if you shecht it first before it dies, it's a good Shrita. Ochlet Sama Mavs, or Shakish, let's say it ate Mamis Sama Mavs. Of course, the same thing as Adumirim. Now she says, "Echser Moshe Shu San Hamavus Lodim." If they ate some, they'll even kill a person. Or Shechisha Nochish, or else if a snake did it, same thing. Muteres Mishun Treifa. As this a treif, it's not because there's nothing wrong with the animal. There's nothing missing in the animal. I it may die, but if you shech before it dies, it's a good shechita. But if you assume Mishun Kras, it's kind of flushes. But it's also for a person to eat it, because he may die from it, since there's poison in it, or else it's a nochish put poison in it, then a man may die if he eats from it. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel's like this. Halita chalse treifa. If you force it, if it swallows down our forces, that makes it a chalse, that makes it into treifa. Chalse is, Rashi says, chadus, tell grit, it's very sharp. So if a maitanik more says, diminkva lay lamaynoi, for sure when he eats this, it punctures holes in his organs. Therefore it becomes a treifa. Moser Rashizvi. Achuzah sadam v'mishonah mishrochle v'dufni v'shrochle tzvah 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 emroyim halita tiyo chalsas v'polim ochlesam amogus k'sheira. So still even though it's chalsas, still it's kosher. Hechi shenokho shenosh v'kelu shaytum m'teres v'shun treifah v'shun mishum sechon tzvashas. So k'o kashas chalsas v'achilsas kashas amogus v'amogus. So chalsas chalsas v'achalsas v'kashem kan b'olin kan b'kortin. By the leaves it's okay. Kan b'kortin v'sam that's more stronger, that's like a shah, you'll make it for treifa. So what's the moment like kasha? How did they hold the yodim? If they ate its own, so a moment is kasha for a man to eat it. If it ate poison that he could and kill a person, then it's kasha for a person to eat it. And what's the moment today, my hand will have the same thing as that with me. So I got the same moment, yes, it's two types of same moment. So the behemoth, two types of poison for behemoth. There's this type of some moment.
will not kill a man, will only kill a behemoth.
Furthermore, it says, my tayyah, we have you, the ikra, the murisa.
It's this route.
All right, we'll stop.